Good morning. This is Ed Wilson, the Microsoft scripting guy, and today I want to talk about NUMs in Windows PowerShell 5.0. Now, creating a NUMs in Windows PowerShell is not new. For instance, I wrote a scripting guy article, maybe a year or so ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I don't remember. And in that, I showed how it was possible to create an NUM in Windows PowerShell. It wasn't the cleanest thing. I created a variable, specified a namespace, blah, 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 blah. This is a string, and I'm using C# in order to do it. So it was kind of a trick. It was actually a pretty cool trick, but it certainly wasn't the PowerShell way to do things. I mean, not only was it 10 or 12 lines of code for this particular NUM, but the other thing is it wasn't even very clean code. It didn't make a whole lot of sense. And if you weren't a C# programmer, it was like, dude, what is this dude doing? So, and Windows PowerShell 5 now on Windows 10, we actually have an enum keyword. This looks like PowerShell, so I use the keyword enum, specify the name of my enum, then I just specify apple equals 29, pear 30, kiwi 31. The delimiter here is the carriage return, if you will, the invisible person at the end of each line, and we bring it down. If I was to run this, I'd create an enum, and then I'd be able to go back in and to access the individual properties from that enum. Now, the neat thing with this is that not only can I create an enum by using this keyword and specifying this, but one of the really groovy things is that I can actually create an enum, and then I can come in and use that enum in the same enum, in the same script. So what this means is essentially I'm going to inherit. So I create my enumeration fruit, so that's my apple 29 pear kiwi, and then I create another enumeration called more fruit. And so I've got an apple is equal to 29. Well, if you combine a pear and an apple, I guess you get a papple. And so that's what I've got. Papple is equal to the fruit enum, static property pear, plus the fruit enum, static property apple, which comes over there. So we know that if we add this together, we got 50 and 29, or 30 and 29. So we're going to wind up with 59 is going to be my value of a papple. If I combine a kiwi and an apple, then I guess I'd have a capple. And so a kiwi, so fruit, static property kiwi, plus fruit, static property apple. So that's going to be 31 plus 29, which is going to be probably about 60 or so. And then we got a capapple. So I add the kiwi, the pear, and the fruit apple all together. And that's going to probably give me close to 90 or something like that, maybe. So if I run this script, we didn't get any error messages back. Now, how do I access these values? Well, we see it right here, fruit pear. So I can say fruit, colon, pear. Notice that we get tab expansion pops up here. So I could just say apple, or I could say pear, whatever, doesn't matter. And then there's pear. Well, what about my more fruit? Well, I say more fruit. Colon, and once again tab expansion comes up, there's my capapple, and so press enter, and there's my capapple. Well, that's actually pretty cool, but what if I actually want to know the numeric value of this? Well, there is a property, and again, tab expansion works great here, or IntelliSense rather. So we got its value double underscore. And when I press enter, it goes back. Yes, I told you it was about 90. So we get kiwi, pear, and fruit, and 31 plus 30 plus 29. Hey, that's equal to 90. And so that is actually the numeric value of my capapple. If I wanted to see the value of the pear, then I just say a value and press this enter, and that pulls this out. Now, so this is the new way of creating enumerations. Now, I wrote a script a while back, and basically what this does is this gets enumeration values. So if we look at it here, I pass the string For my enumeration, I initialize this this hash table right here. Then I call enum get values, and then I specify the type. So when I do that, let's take a look at this. So if I say enum, and then say fruit. So specify colon colon. So it's a static method. Get values. So there's my get values, and then I pass it a type of say like fruit. Then when I close this out, then we can see that we got apple, pear, and kiwi. So this is how I get all of the values that are associated here. So this gives me each of these, apple, pear, and kiwi. And then for each of those, what I do is I add, I use the add method to add items to my hash table. So the first element is going to be the apple, pear, or kiwi. And then the second is going to be that apple dot value double underscore, pear dot value double underscore, and kiwi the same thing. And then so I create my enum, and then I display those out. And so when I run this, then I pass a string of the enumeration name. So I say get enum values, specify the enum, and then as a string, let's just say fruit, and close this out. And then it comes back and lets me know that kiwi, fruit, and apple, 31, 30, and 29. So this little function, I wrote it a while back. It's actually in my profile, and I continue to use it to this day. It still works exactly the same way. So what we have now is an enum keyword in Windows PowerShell 5 that lets me create enumerations that work exactly the way that they're supposed to in Windows PowerShell. My name is Ed Wilson, and this is talking about enumerations in Windows PowerShell 5 on Windows 10. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.